This is Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, speaking with Mercer County Health Department Administrator Carla Ewing. And the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine has arrived at the Mercer County Health Department. And the way it works, initially, healthcare workers have the option of getting it first. So take it away, Carla Ewing, for those healthcare workers that live in Mercer County. How can they go about getting access to this?
Yeah, we are in phase 1A with the healthcare personnel and long-term care residents. At this point, we are taking appointments for folks that would like to get the vaccine. We have reached out to every entity in Mercer County to let them know, you know, if they are in an eligible agency, that we have the vaccine, that we intend to do as many vaccinations as we possibly can. Genesis has their own allotment, and they've taken care of their employees, so we take care of the rest of the county. And just to clarify, healthcare personnel does include emergency EMS folks, first responders, that provide direct pre-hospital emergency care. So, you know, firefighters are, it was kind of an ambiguous situation. We know that we expect clear definitions sometime this week, but we do know that that is what they're looking at with first responders. They have to provide direct pre-hospital emergency care. We did want to just put the word out to everyone that we didn't want to miss anyone. We have, like I said, we've notified the agencies, but there might be folks that live in Mercer County that might work in a different county doing hospice, home health, those kinds of things. We would welcome them to come and be vaccinated here as well. All they have to do is call the health department at 582-3759 to schedule an appointment. So...
In the Moderna, the Moderna vaccine, you need the two vaccines over 21 days. Is that right?
Correct. Yes. We started on Monday. We did a pre-clinic with some of our staff, and I was one that was able to receive the vaccine. And then in about 4 weeks, we'll receive the second dose. So
the next question begs, when can everyone else get it? And I assume that's probably kind of an unknown answer right now.
Yes, as has been this entire pandemic, there's a lot of unknown. We anticipate phase one will take about 4 to 6 weeks to get through. And the state has, in their process of emergency planning and vaccine distribution, we will all move to the next phase at the same time. That way we're not getting into a lot of crossover, that kind of thing. So they're trying very hard to be very methodical about this, and I applaud that and appreciate that. So then we would move into phase 1B, which again we're expecting more clarification on those phases throughout the next week or so. One thing that we do want to encourage folks is that if you would like to be on a temporary email service to be notified of any vaccine updates, you know, when we move to phases, folks can go to our new website, mchdil.com, and sign up, and then we will send out emails to make sure that folks are getting the latest information that, as we get it, and can present it to them so they know which phase we're in, who belongs in that phase, and any updates as we coordinate this effort. You know, I think we're all in the next couple of weeks, we're working hand in glove with Genesis, just a great partnership there, and kind of monitoring this. And I assume, and maybe incorrectly, but, you know, as we progress in this and we see things, how they pan out, that there will be changes. You know, maybe the phases won't last as long, that kind of thing. So
if you do get a big supply, say, uh-huh. you know, within the next couple of months, and you would talk about a potential mass distribution for the general public. I mean, is that something that's kind of still up in the air? Say if you do get a big supply where you can distribute it, but there has to be some logistics involved in terms of, you know, distributing the vaccine, I guess, to the general public?
Correct. There's some logistic issues with this particular vaccine anyway, because it comes in 10-dose vials, and we do not want to waste one vaccine at all. So we're trying very hard to make sure that we have 10 folks that can take it at a time, so we can make sure that we distribute all the vaccine in that vial. It has, you have to, once you permeate the seal, you have to use it within 6 hours. So there's a lot of logistics that way. Plus, you have to wait after you're given the vaccine, you have to wait between 15 and 30 minutes for observation, just to make sure there's no reaction. Most folks are 15 minutes, but if somebody's had a reaction, let's say to a flu vaccine, we may request that they stay 30 minutes. So that kind of, we're working on that with our mass planning. You know, we've got, we actually were able to secure some drive-through tents, both for the health department and for emergency management, that would help us hopefully be able to do a mass clinic. But again, that is really in the very early stages as we are testing this process out this week. And so far, we had our first clinic yesterday, last evening, and it worked really, really well in spite of the weather. You know, the staff felt very good about how we handled the flow and keeping people as safe as we can. So, yeah, there's some logistic issues, but as we refine, and our staff are constantly talking with other partners across the state, and we're all working towards best practices to get this vaccine out as quickly as we can, as safely as we can, and as efficiently as we can.
And then as far as the COVID-19 positives in Mercer County, I know the big concern was basically out of the Thanksgiving holiday, and I think some of that information is starting to be disseminated, and then I know you're going to have to wait probably a week or a couple of weeks outside of the Christmas holiday and the New Year's holiday. Where do you think we are at in terms of the numbers? Have we kind of plateaued, or is that still kind of undetermined, you think?
I think it's really kind of undetermined, honestly, Jim, because we all did kind of expect, okay, Thanksgiving's going to be an interesting go. Let's see what happens here. And we were pleasantly surprised. And then, you know, Christmas is just a different thing than Thanksgiving, because more people celebrate in longer periods of time throughout the month of December than just one day like Thanksgiving, or, you know, a weekend type thing. So, you know, I think we're just all watching those numbers, watching. We had a clinic yesterday at the drive-through testing, and we only had like 54, I think, that went through. So I don't know if, you know, just a lot of people either are well and not testing, or, you know, they're just not testing. We don't know. But I think it's going to be interesting, too. You know, I heard this morning about the variant new strain that somebody, I guess it was Colorado, not as people aren't getting as sick, but it does spread faster. So we're seeing that come into the U.S. They anticipate this vaccine does cover that. You know, so there's so many variables. It's a novel virus, and we're just learning as we go. But I think the next couple of weeks are going to kind of show us, you know, where we're at for that. You know, I know folks are traveling more. I know things are happening during the next couple of weeks, too. And then we'll have schools kicking back in. So we're just kind of watching for the next 4 weeks to see if we can get any kind of clear indication of where we're headed with this. So,
all right. Again, as we wrap up here with Carla Ewing, the vaccine has arrived again for those involved in health care, and you can make an appointment, 582-3759. Is there anything else that I didn't ask you that you need to bring up in regards to, you know, COVID or anything with that subject?
No, but I would like to commend the Mercer County community. You know, this has been quite the scenario here. And yesterday I was talking with folks as we were scheduling clinics, and we couldn't ask for a better group of people to work with in this community. Folks really are working hard to stay healthy and stay safe, and we want to continue, you know, just the same things we've said: mask, keep your distance, wash your hands, and things we would do with any viral situation, but particularly important. I do want to mention that long-term care is in phase one, and all of our two long-term care facilities, our skilled facilities, actually all of our congregate facilities, are they're going through a federal program being taken care of by some national pharmacies, so they will be there in this first go-round, and my understanding is they should be in the next week. This should be hopefully completed here. So that's good news for our long-term care facilities, and so we're just hoping everybody, we bounce from this, and couldn't ask for a better community.
That's Mercer County Health Department Administrator Carla Ewing joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.